All right, welcome everyone. This is Dr. Deb Zucker, and this is a conference call on what it takes to awaken our relationship to health. And so I'd like to just start out in the spirit of the topic to bring us all into greater presence in this moment so that we can actually join this learning experience from a place of being in our ground and being in a conscious awareness with ourselves as we're listening. So I invite you to give yourself the gift of pressing pause on everything else you're doing right now. This is the age of masterful multitasking, and so if you could just give yourself the gift of an hour of what it is to truly hear and open to and integrate what I'll be offering this evening. So in this moment, I'm going to close your eyes and simply start by inviting yourself home into your body. Noticing how it feels to arrive home and where your attention is drawn. And starting with your physical self, simply scanning and noticing what sensations are arising. What areas of your body are you more attuned to? Where is your awareness want to skip over and what's going on in those places? Noticing the quality of your breath. The beat of your heart. Widening your awareness to take in your emotional territory. What are you feeling right now? And where do you feel that in your body? And widening the embrace of your awareness to take in your thoughts, whatever might be floating through in this moment. Seeing if you can hold that awareness of those different realms of your being and also lean back within yourself. As if you can lean back into an inner spine. Finding that sense of connection with your ground. And feeling a connection with all of life. And seeing in this moment if there are any intentions that you can recognize in yourself of what brought you to the call tonight. What this journey with health is about for you right now. So what does it mean to awaken our relationship to health? I'm just going to start by introducing some thoughts about this, and we'll take probably about a half hour, maybe a bit less, just to talk through some of the ways that I see this journey with health unfolding and the possibilities that are there. And then I'll speak to the upcoming 8-week Nourishing Your Whole Self teleseminar and show kind of the ways in which what I'll be introducing in the earlier part of the call, how I integrate that into the curriculum of the course. And then there'll be time for some questions and answers at the end. So that's the unfolding of our time together. And so that question, what does it mean to awaken our relationship to health? I start first with this question of recognizing that most of us, even those of us who are consciously focused on our own personal development and evolution, who are on a spiritual path of some kind or oriented around our service and offering in the world, most of us still find ourselves inhabiting a relationship with health in which we're negotiating a lot of shoulds, or navigating patterns of self-sabotage or avoidance. We're often confused about what we ought to be doing to be healthy. And in that mindset of feeling like we need to be managing or fixing ourselves. And whether we feel like we're doing well at that or not so good at that, on some level there's still that kind of internal tension that's there as we monitor ourselves. And so the possibility that I see in awakening in our relationship to health is that we actually move into a new ground of holding ourselves in our life journey. And we actually embrace health as a deeply transformative journey, one in which we can open into that relationship to include all of who we are, to embrace the possibility of moving through life with greater ease, with a greater sense of alignment, aliveness. And that as we evolve and grow and change in our life journey, that how we relate with health can evolve and grow right along with us. And so what that means essentially is that we move health into the center of our life journey, into the center of our evolution, individually and collectively. And when I think about this journey, this transformative journey that I'm speaking to, I see three stages there, and you could actually say that these are the three, or at least one framing of three stages to any deeply transformative journey. And I've been trained as a vision quest guide, and so I really appreciate kind of the languaging of three stages that process includes. And so I'm using those terms to speak to our health journey as well. So the first stage being severance. And so basically the idea of severance is, as the name connotes, it's a letting go of who we've been, kind of a dying to what's been before. And with that, what I see with severance is that before we let go of who we've been and how we've been holding our relationship with health, we need to actually assess and be familiar with what our current terrain of health is. So really looking with clear eyes at where we're at now, taking stock, how am I viewing health? What are my beliefs and paradigms that are guiding the choices I'm making? And as much as we're able, which often includes the support of professionals or others in our life, to really take a look at the shadows and the unconscious aspects of how we're navigating that territory. So that whole realm of the self-sabotage and avoidance and the shoulds, all of that, really kind of looking at what are the competing commitments there, what are the underlying beliefs that are there, and what paradigm am I embedded in? And it can be really hard to see the paradigm that we're embedded in. It can be really hard to see, to know what lenses we're actually looking through until we pop out into a different perspective and can take a more of a witnessing stance on where we've been. So that first stage severance includes that territory of really taking stock of where we are and have been. And the next stage, threshold. is essentially that crossing over. It's the crossing over from one ground of being, one way of relating with health, into a new territory. And generally with this, and one of the reasons I love kind of the including more of a vision quest kind of model in holding these stages, is that it really is, if we allow ourselves to awaken in our relationship with health, it really is like dying to a whole paradigm and a whole way of holding ourselves and ultimately our life journey, and opening into a whole new ground. And this new territory is emergent, so meaning that it shows up as we open to it. And when I teach about this in more depth, I'm not going to have time to go into all the details in tonight's call. Anyway, I've identified 12 guiding principles that can help us to navigate that new territory. And that new territory, you know, as I was speaking to, is evolving right along with us. And so I will be speaking in a little bit to kind of a condensed version of what I mean by those 12 principles, but I won't be speaking to them in that particular way. But we're going to spend some time tonight looking at the new territory and the possibilities there. And then the third stage is the incorporation stage. So basically, in order to get to the incorporation stage, you have to have gone through the other two stages. So you need to have actually taken a look at where you've been, where you are, and willing to see that with clear eyes so that you have the strength and capacity to actually step into a new way of being. And then as you explore that new way of being, there's a lot of territory to begin to see. And the incorporation phase is what actually allows us to integrate that with the capacities to sustain this new way of holding ourselves in our health journey, to sustain our capacity to return to this new ground, because there is sort of the reality of change is that we go back and forth for a while until we find more of a center of gravity in the new ground. And so that incorporation phase is about that, about how do we actually ground it and integrate it in a way that we can sustain those perspectives and ways of holding ourselves moving forward. And so this is the journey that I support people on, this transformative journey. And what I'd like to do tonight is I'm just going to speak briefly to the first stage and then spend a bit more time kind of fleshing out that threshold new territory stage. And we're not going to get so much into the incorporation phase, but that 8-week program that I'm offering actually does kind of touch into all three of those. So it in addressing particular topics, it does weave through to allow and support you in that transformative process of getting to know each of those stages of the journey and beginning to travel it. So the first stage, the taking stock, the severance. So I just really want to emphasize again how important this stage is, and crossing the threshold into the new terrain really necessitates knowing where we've come from. And so exploring for yourself what your relationship with health looks like. So, you know, just to introduce a little bit here tonight, so what are your associations to what health means? You know, we all have a lot of different definitions of health. Exploring what that is, exploring what your relationship to health professionals are, different kinds of health professionals, what images come up for you in those associations, what words. Noticing with all of that, as with our meditation earlier, the responses that you feel in your body, like do you contract around certain thoughts? Do you feel like you open and expand and feel enlivened? So kind of working with the different realms in that way of how are you currently caring for yourself? what beliefs do you have about what you need to be doing to be healthy? That can be a very big question to explore. What is on your list of shoulds? You know, oftentimes we're not even conscious of what's there, what we think it we need to be doing to be healthy, all the rights and wrongs that have been programmed into us, and how confusing, you know, because there's always new theories coming out around what we're supposed to be doing. So, again, we'll be touching into a lot of this in the teleseminar course, but if you want to begin on your own in a self-study, the free home study program that I have that to download when you put your email in on my website has a whole section of exploring this in depth with the audio and workbook exercises to go along with it. So I just wanted to point you to that. And you can always email me at deb@vitalmedicine.com if you're having trouble finding that and downloading that. So let's talk about the threshold, that second stage of the journey of what does it take? Now, what allows us to open into the new territory, to relax into a new ground of health, to have health be at the center of our journey? So, like I said, I've condensed down those 12 principles into essentially four different categories that I'll be speaking to tonight. So the first category is what I would just call waking up and living from the miracle. And what I mean by that is actually embracing the miracle of what it is to be alive and in these bodies in this lifetime. And so just, you know, let's just take a minute here and feel into this. So if you close your eyes and imagine yourself as your awareness comes into your body, it's like you're being born into your body for the first time. And see if you can allow that spirit of curiosity and wonder to infiltrate your awareness and feel what it feels like to be alive. Feel the miracle of your heart beating rhythmically, pulsing that blood through your whole body. Feel the miracle of your breath, of that air flowing in with fresh oxygen that then your heart pumps through the bloodstream. Feel that subtle sensation, subtle vibration of your life energy pulsing through you. So this consciousness is able to witness all of this. Consciousness that even has the capacity to witness your own thoughts. And that sense of you, this particular consciousness that's in this particular body, that you are the only one who is ultimately responsible to take care of this particular body and being in this lifetime. So it's like when we wake up to the miracle of what it is to actually be alive and in this body, the amazing gift that is, the mystery of it all. Along with that actually is awoken a sense of responsibility, because we do recognize that it's I'm the one responsible to take care of this gift. And with that, we can recognize our wholeness. We can recognize that our health is actually all of who we are, that no part is separate. Everything we do and think and feel and sense, every impulse, every aspect of what we're experiencing in our life is all our health journey. And so that goes for when we're in challenging times, when we're in transitional times, and there's a rawness that's there, there's a struggle, there's illness. All of that is part of our greater transformative healing journey in life. All of that, when we're awake to it and we embrace it, is part of our particular expression of life energy. And we have the opportunity to support that, to hold that with greater consciousness. You know, as a mother would hold her child, we, each of us as adults, have the capacity to hold ourselves in that same way. So the next category, these are all obviously very much woven together. The next category I'd call becoming deeply intimate with ourselves. And so the opportunity with this is, you know, which connects in with, okay, I'm the one responsible for this particular body, and not responsible in a heavy way, but in the way in which we're holding the gift of miracle. And so with that, there's this sense of, wow, okay, if that's the case, how can I become as deeply intimate with what's happening in this body, how different things affect it, what I put into it, what I feed myself with, what I surround myself with, where I'm choosing to invest my life energy, who I'm choosing to be with. We get to become as intimate as possible with how the different choices we're making and what context we're in are influencing the state of our life energy, our aliveness. And with that, coming to know those shadowy places, coming to know the aspects of ourselves that might be running the show that we can't quite fully see, and having the curiosity to work with others if necessary, and to embrace practices that help us to begin to bring those into the light, into our view. And as a result, through that greater intimacy, through that willingness to actually own and embrace all of who we are in those ways, we begin to unravel those patterns of avoidance and self-sabotage. We begin to have greater sense of confidence and empowerment with our capacity to shift the course of our life trajectory in a way in which we're actually aligning ourselves more fully with what this particular life energy and expression, this particular being that we are, is wishing to be and express in this life. And we can also learn skills that most of us have not learned as children growing up. But there's skills that we can learn when we become more intimate with ourselves to actually self-regulate more fully. So to actually shift our state of being on all levels. We can learn skills that can shift our nervous system state from that go-go sympathetic state to a parasympathetic state, and then the resultant impact on all the organ systems in our body. So many chronic diseases are linked to that imbalance. We can shift the quality of our breath. Many of us have not learned how to properly breathe, and this is directly linked to what I was just speaking to of a lot of different levels of imbalance in ourselves. We can learn how to shift just our emotional states. We can learn how to shift our consciousness and how wide of an embrace and awareness we're taking in any given moment. There's so many different ways in which we can learn to self-regulate. And as we become more intimate with ourselves, we can see more and more in the moment, this is a lifelong practice, but more and more in the moment when things are shifting and when perhaps our life energy might not be in its optimal expression or flow. And when we take the time to learn to witness that as well as to learn skills and capacities to shift it, we become more of a master of ourselves. We become more empowered as the expert and the true caretaker of our own state of health. Each of us is unique, you know, so ultimately each of us is in charge of learning what's true for us. What nourishes us is going to be different for each of us. And we can take in the knowledge that's out there and we can take in the different perspectives, but ultimately the filter is to come back to our own sense of self-knowing. So the next category is kind of a combination of discipline and asking for support. So with this, I lumped them together because when we're in a significant, deep transformative journey, when we're in the process of severance and moving into new territory, that's a really significant shift to be in. And it can be really, really hard to move out of the comfort zone of where we've been. And I'm calling it comfort zone not in the place that it may necessarily be comfortable. It might actually be really uncomfortable and painful, and there might be a lot of stuckness or illness, you know, that's going on in that zone. But it's also the known territory. And so with the known territory, there can be a sense of kind of autopoiesis that keeps us in that space. And it can be really hard to, even if we've gotten glimpses of the new territory, it can be hard to actually move ourselves into that new ground and perspective on a more ongoing basis. And so that's where discipline and asking for support come in, and those can go together. So we are not alone, and as humans, we are very social creatures, and we need each other. And this is a lesson that took me a long time to learn in my own health journey. And at this point, you know, I'm very grateful to have a whole team of support that I can lean into as I navigate my own version of what I'm speaking to here. And so I'm emphasizing this of just the importance for us to lean into others for the knowledge or perspectives they might offer, for the reflections that they might be able to help us see parts of ourselves that we can't, or to get, you know, more honest with ourselves about some of the patterns at play. And also the accountability piece. Like, there's something to being witnessed and held in our process that can actually help us to ground into a greater strength and sense of confidence in our capacity to create change. And I think, you know, there's something innately human in that. You know, I think for a while in my own journey, I was just sort of in this place of feeling like I ought to be able to just do it all on my own, you know, if I knew what I needed to do. And it's been such an act of self-love and nurturing for myself to actually allow myself to lean into others and see how much more I'm able to thrive in that state. And so I'm just offering both of those together to really help us to step through the resistance and the fears that often keep us in that, like I said, that comfort zone, which might not be comfortable because our life energy, our particular calling is nudging us harder and harder to move into this new territory. And sometimes when that's happening, so many different symptoms can show up. So much struggle can be there. And that pain just builds and builds. And some of us need it to get to the real edge before we're ready to step off and cross that threshold. And others, you know, are able to stepped through that earlier on, and you know, it's unique for each of us what our life journey is looking like and where it's taking us and how extreme the challenges may be. So the last category of this calling embracing the foundational orientation of self-love, which for me just underlies everything I've been talking about so far on the call. Ultimately, all of this is about love, so that we're actually taking care of ourselves becomes an act of love. It becomes the essence of what we are, what we're here to do and be. It creates the foundation of all that we're living and breathing and doing in our lives. And we come to see that this orientation of loving ourselves, of holding ourselves in that way, and loving others is ultimately the same thing. And so really being in that inquiry of how can we bring the spirit of love to our relationship with health and ultimately with our lives? How can we tend to ourselves as a child who's learning with wonder, with awe, with an attitude of blessing to be nourishing ourselves and tending to ourselves? And so with this, you know, with this orientation of love also comes that space of a greater willingness to heed the feedback we're receiving, to align ourselves more fully with what makes us come alive, with what feeds and nourishes us on a deep level. So embracing what feels good, and what I mean by feels good is not on a superficial short-term level, but what enlivens us. So with this, you know, we can be in an incredibly raw and painful and challenging time, and at the same time have that connection at a deeper level with it really feeling good, because we can feel how much our life energy is being fed by this transition that we're in, by the struggle that we're in. We can feel ourselves inhabiting ourselves more fully, that who we've been before, how we related to health before, no longer is fitting, and it's time to transition into this new state. And when we listen to that, when we have the courage and strength to listen to that, that's the greatest act of self-love. And the self-love is ultimately the greatest act of service that we all can offer to the world. You know, really, so many of us are so committed to helping to heal the world in whatever way that is for us. And what I'm really here to be emphasizing is that the foundation of that is what I've been speaking to. The foundation of that is loving and caring for and stewarding this life that we are, so that our life energy is expressing in as full a way as we can, so that we are as aligned as we're able to be with what our true calling is. And that's going to look a lot of different ways. Each of us, it's going to be different. And there's no knowing what that's going to be, you know. And again, embracing this larger holding of health, we can be on that path of incredible attunement and alignment and deep listening for our truth and what we need to be caring for ourselves. And we can be navigating a significant, you know, pathology or diagnosis, as conventional medicine would name it. And so I'm holding that paradox here, you know, as we're embracing this new territory of health, an awakened way of holding health, that it's really more deeply about aligning our life energy, nourishing our life energy, and doing so on all the different levels. Many of us who are on a more conscious path may have an easier time of addressing that on an emotional, spiritual level, but the physical body is sort of like there's a disconnect. And that is part of what spurred me to create this teleseminar program, Nourishing Your Whole Self, because it feels really important for us to consciously be with all aspects of who we are and to integrate all of those into our health journey. And to do so in a way where we're not sort of compartmentalizing and have a checklist of, oh, I took care of this part of myself today and this part and this part, but actually they're all grounded and rooted in this greater awakened state of loving and nourishing and caring for ourselves and listening for that in each choice we're making in our lives. So I want to just give a bit of an overview about the format of the teleseminar and how I teach that, and then I'll open this up for question and answer time. So it's an 8-week journey, and this is the third time I've taught this program, and it just keeps getting more refined and better each time. And I really love what it evokes and awakens in people. And so the format that I'm offering this time is each Monday I will be sending out a pre-recorded teaching session of whatever the topic is for that week. And then along with that, there's going to be a PDF, like a writable PDF workbook with different kinds of practices. And then on Thursdays, so eight different Thursdays, there will be a 1.5-hour practicum coaching call. And that's where I'll be guiding. It'll be hosted on Maestro Conference, which allows us to do small group interactions. So I'll be guiding experiential exercises in that and have time for just open question and answer to really be able to engage specifically with people around what their process is around the content for that week. And so the workbook will offer more of a holding of home practices and inquiry. And my teaching style is it's very much in the way of what I was speaking to earlier. It's very much about helping to support the participants in coming into greater self-intimacy and a greater sense of empowerment and knowing. And so it's a really unique program in that I'm both going to be offering science, anatomy and physiology and relevant research, but it's all going to be framed in a way in which it's supporting you in filtering it through your own self-awareness. So using the tools of what we can learn from some of the general trends, but having it translate into how you can feel more of a sense of knowing around what works and what doesn't work for you, what's affecting you, what are some of, you know, getting to know those three different stages. So getting to really look with clear eyes at where you've been and what your current paradigms are and what it would look like to sort of step into this new territory of holding your health journey around the particular topics we'll be touching into each week. And then what are some beginning steps and ways for you to be incorporating that into your daily life. And again, I'll be there to support that. I did last year with the teleseminar offered a Facebook group for participants so that there could be ongoing dialogue in between calls for people to have additional support. And some people, may be interested in being set up with buddies as well. So lots of different kinds of support are available in this 8-week journey together. So, you know, I guess just one more comment along those lines is that with the inquiry practices I offer, and all of my teaching is woven in, there are lots of different inquiry practices. It's really so that we shift out of that common relationship that we have with health where it's an accumulation of different tips and techniques and tools, and then we develop a whole new list of shoulds and rights and wrongs and a checklist, you know, what it is to be healthy. So the way that I teach is actually kind of an antithesis to that, even as I'm offering new knowledge and resources. So, it's a unique approach that that seems to very quickly shift people into a more expansive and loving way of holding themselves, a more gentle, loving way of holding themselves in their journey. And I use the word nourishing on purpose in the title of the program for that reason. So, so basically just to quickly say the eight topics, you know, the first week is really about kind of exploring some of what we touched into tonight, like what does it mean to be embodied, and what are our current relationships? Really looking with clear eyes at that first territory, the territory of where we've been and where we currently are, and beginning to open into what's possible. And the second week is about digestion, nutrition, and eating. And, you know, this is an enormous topic. But again, you know, I weave it in a way in which gain some greater knowledge of what's actually going on in our digestive system and some basic knowledge around nutrition, but bringing it into that realm of what meaning do we make about food and eating, and how does this reflect on our general relationship with self-nourishment in general? And so really exploring kind of the whole breadth of our emotional relationship and our attitudes and how it is that we embrace this topic of food and taking it in to nourish ourselves. And this can be a very charged topic. There's a lot of different theories out there. And so, you know, I help to kind of simplify it in bringing it back to our own self-awareness. The third topic is elimination pathways and really looking at this from an organ level as well as other ways in which we can support ourselves in letting go of what we no longer need. So again, physically, you know, I can think of the different body systems associated with that, which we'll talk about, but we also get into the mental, emotional, spiritual realms too. The fourth week is about the breath, and like I was saying earlier, I introduce how when we become more intimate with how to regulate and optimize our breath, it can impact all aspects of our state of being, from our physical nervous system state to organ function, to sleep, to our mental emotional state. Every aspect is influenced when we optimize our breath. So we spend a class focused on that. Week five, sleep, relaxation, and recreation. You know, in today's society, this is such a significant topic. You know, so many of us are dysregulated in terms of actually giving ourselves permission and being able to optimize our capacity to have fun and play. And it's kind of funny to say it like that. But there is so much of a sense of responsibility and needing, you know, busyness and needing to tend to all these things that we're committed to, that this realm of being able to let go and relax and nourish ourselves through play and sleep and just rest is a significant one. So we'll talk about the different aspects of that. The week six is basically looking at the anatomy and physiology of our thoughts and emotions. So kind of this is definitely linked closely with the breath. Learning greater sense of self-regulation and capacity to see the interrelationship between our thoughts and emotions and our physical body, and to learn how we can shift that on either side by shifting things within our physical self. We can shift our mental emotional state, and by shifting things in our mental emotional state, we can shift things in our physical body. And so we'll kind of get into the different kinds of somatic intelligence that we can learn, and and there's things that are immediately applicable, you know, that people can shift their state of being pretty rapidly through learning some new skills. And yeah, so that's week 6. And week 7 is structural integrity, exercise, and flexibility. So this whole realm that I've been speaking to of greater alignment, we'll be looking at that at a physical level of how our structural alignment can influence all aspects of our physical health as well as influence our mental and emotional state. And we can learn how different ways of moving our body and working on strengthening and increasing flexibility, all of those, again, translate across to all aspects of who we are. And with this, as with all these topics, it'll be looking at some of the patterns we have in our relationship of the rights and wrongs and shoulds and finding ways to move into a place where we actually feel enlivened through our ways of tending to these aspects of ourselves. And the last class is really kind of focused on that realm of the incorporation of what does it actually take to create sustainable change, and what does it take to find ourselves more fully grounded in that new territory of health in which we are honoring this gift of our embodiment and loving ourselves and tending to ourselves and the translation of that in all the different choices we're making in our life. So it'll be a time of integration of all the different learning and kind of bringing it home into a way in which participants can confidently move forward with it in their life. So I think I guess I'll just say a few more things, and then I'll open up the call for some questions and answers. First, if outside of this call, if you have any questions for me, please don't hesitate to email me directly at deb@vitalmedicine.com. And if you're not already on my email list and would like to be, all you have to do is just go to vitalmedicine.com. and sign on the homepage there, and when you do, you'll be given that free home study course that I mentioned earlier, and that has an hour and a half of audio plus an in-depth workbook to go through the experiential exercises with, and you'll find that course expands a lot on what I was introducing tonight. And also on the homepage of my website, on the left-hand side, you'll see a link to the Nourishing Your Whole Self teleseminar program with all the details and the link to register there. So I think that completes what I had planned to offer, and I will now unmute and see if there's any questions.